me here this morning in Studio B, special guest Chris Gruitz, executive director of Interlochen Presents. He's going to be checking in with us a couple of times a week, talking about what we have to look forward to in the Interlochen Festival as all of these great acts roll in. And we've got big stuff coming up this very Sunday.
We do, actually. It's great to see you again, Kate. We have the second performance of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra, and this time we're joined by the music director of the Oregon Symphony Orchestra, Carlos Kalmar, fantastic conductor who's making his Interlochen debut this week, and he's hard at work with the youth orchestra in rehearsal preparing the program. We also have the pianist Alessio Bax, a really phenomenal pianist, wonderful artist who is making his Interlochen debut as well, and Alessio will be performing Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto No. 1, the concerto that most people know about, and really just a fantastic piece. There's two other works in the program. We're starting with Dvorak's Carnival Overture, and this is a trilogy of overtures that Dvorak composed. And so it's a great piece. The kids are really working hard on it. And then the last work is Rachmaninoff's Symphonic Dances, so the last piece that he composed, and a really wonderful piece. So a great program by two debut artists at Interlochen, two wonderful musicians with a wonderful orchestra. So that's Sunday, 8 o'clock. Really hoping people can come out to that one. It's going to be a very special evening.
Well, and at 7 o'clock, there's a special treat happening on Sunday. Our own Tom Paulson.
That's right. That is right. We're kicking off a series of pre-concert lectures at YSO performances this summer. And I think somebody else I know is going to be doing one of those in the next few weeks.
It's true. I get to do the one for La Mer and the Hansel and Gretel. I've got a great program
that
I get
to
talk about.
So we're hoping that people will come out a little bit early. We know we have so many of our audience members who come to the mall a little bit early to sit out, enjoy the sunshine, have a coffee or a hot dog, and really encouraging people to come into Kresge at 7 o'clock, listen to Tom, talk about the program, talk a little bit about the anniversary of the festival and how YSO fits into that, and then hear some really fantastic music by some great debut artists.
Excellent. So that is Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Go to tickets.interlochen.org, although coming up in a while this morning, we'll let you know when we will be giving tickets away to the YSO concert.
Great.
So stay tuned for that. That'll be happening later this hour. Now, aside from YSO, we also have some other acts coming.
We do. On Saturday, we have everyone's favorite, the Capitol Steps. And the Capitol Steps, you really could refer to that performance as really a residency. The Capitol Steps have been coming to Interlochen for a long time, and they come back because we have so much demand for them every year. Literally after every performance each summer, we have so many people come up to us and say, please bring them back next year. We love them. So we know they're very popular with our audiences here. They're hysterical. They continue to be hysterical, providing political humor on both sides of the aisle, and really just a fun evening. So that's on Saturday night. There's not many tickets left for that, so if people are interested in attending Capitol Steps on Saturday, they should probably get their tickets sooner rather than later.
Yeah, and we might have tickets to give away for that tomorrow, but
great.
We'll see if we have any left.
Great.
When that happens. And for all of these events, go to
interlochen.org, so tickets.interlochen.org.